Welcome to the CEO Secret Weapon Podcast. I'm your host and coach to very high performance executives, Lewis Hayden. The CEO Secret Weapon Podcast, it's the go-to podcast for business leaders and their teams, where we explore the world of human potential, specific strategies that you can take, and the mindset of elite performers so that you can harness the same tools and achieve more of what's possible in your business and your life. So me and Stuart have been talking. He's done a fantastic podcast, by the way. Did you listen to the last podcast on sales? Yeah. What we did is we get together once a week, me and Stuart, and we say, right, okay, what sort of questions have come in? What sort of comments have been on our LinkedIn? So we share this on, Stuart shares a lot on his Facebook. I tend to do a lot more LinkedIn and Instagram. So if you're not following us then or connected with us, go connect with us and comment or, you know, put some messages into DMs of any questions that you may have. So yeah, we catch up once a week and we say, right, what's coming in? Stuart had something that he put towards me and he said, Lewis, I keep getting questions around business owners growing their firms and their businesses from different levels. Yeah, so we range from businesses that could be 100K up to 100 million, yeah, and beyond. We've worked with clients that are even higher than that as well. So these questions start to come from different angles, yeah. But regardless of the size, they seem to go through the same sort of level of growth where they're having to break barriers, not just physical barriers, but psychological barriers. And what that looks like is, for instance, the topic of money, yeah. What I've found with working with smaller entrepreneurs, the ones that are starting out or the ones that have been in business 5 or 10 years, maybe even longer than that, I see in business owners, you know, I've been going 20 years. The business isn't their bank account anymore. Yeah. Well, it's never the bank account, is it? But they treat it like it is. You know, they treat it as though, like, this is my baby. I've grown this business. And the finances that are in the business are also the same finances that would, you know, support them as well. Okay. Now, this is got to be a different way of thinking, because if that business wants to grow, the business needs to be treated a little bit different so to the mindset that you would treat your current account or your savings, for example. Yeah. So a business is an asset. The business is an asset. And as an asset, what does an asset need? The asset is there to produce income producing activities, yeah. So the activities that happen in the business, if you sell one product or sell multiple products, they're all activities that feed that asset. Now, if you look at a P&L, I'm not going to go into too much detail that I would go into with business coaching here. You know, this is a mindset podcast. But if you look at the P&L, there's got to be a revenue in, yeah. There's got to be some cost of goods or cost of sale, yeah, which is whatever it may be. If you're a service business or a manufacturing business, goods business, whatever it may be, there's going to be that cost of sale. And then there's going to be the operational costs as well after that, which then leave you with the net margin, the net profit of the business. So what this is saying is that if we want to actually produce something, we need to start putting money in to actually get money out. Yeah, the asset, it's like a factory, isn't it? You know, you're putting something into the machine and you get an outcome, but you have to put something in. Yeah, you have to put a material in to get a product out. And it's the same for a business. And this is also the same for the mindset of the business. If what we put into that business from a psychological perspective is what we're going to get out of it. Yeah, but this is where it becomes difficult. Because we're treating, I say we, people that haven't experienced this sort of growth yet, yeah, this can be a limitation. This is what we're talking about in the CEO Secret Weapon Podcast. Are you limiting your business by having this mindset that you're treating the financials in the business as though it's your own current savings, yeah? It's got to be different. This asset, this beast that you're building, and if you do want to take it to whatever level that you want, it's going to need feeding, yeah? And if you're not feeding it the right financials and the right mindset around the financials, then you're starving the beast, yeah? So think of it this way. I can guarantee, no matter what business I walk into and look around, there is going to be a constraint on it. There is somewhere along there, there'll be something that's choking that business, yeah? So it can't operate to its full potential. What is that full potential? Well, first of all, we need to understand what that direction of full potential looks like and where we're taking it. Because if we have too many different ways of traveling with that business, hey, look, you're going to be climbing too many mountains, right? Too many mountains being climbed up. You're never going to scale the one. So we need to decide what is that mountain, okay? There can be byproducts along the mountain, but ultimately we need to not just focus on the one sale of one product, but how does multiple products achieve a single direction? And that's where a vision or a mission might come in, yeah? Something where all the products can belong to one thing and travel in one direction. And once that is clear, well, guess what? One of the main things you're going to start to struggle with once all the systems and the technology and everything is in place is finding the right people to run those systems. That's where there's leverage, okay? We're not going to talk about that today. Let's talk about this mindset around it. So number one thing, yeah? These are all the physical constraints, by the way, I was talking about. I can guarantee that I'd find a physical constraint. And as we start to open up that physical constraint, things will start to flow more. However, there is a reason why that physical constraint is there. And that tends to be because of the management team constraining it. Yeah, not because they want to, but because they're not seeing it yet. And why aren't they seeing it? Because they're so caught up in the game of the day-to-day that they're not, well, number one, yeah, they're not aware of it because they haven't seen it yet. They haven't witnessed it because they're getting caught up in the day-to-day. Number two, they're not taking time to reflect and learn different ways of doing it that could relieve that constraint. And number three, and this is the biggest danger, they think they know it all. An I know attitude. And anybody who has an I know attitude in any area of life, you just know that they can't move forward, yeah? So I've met people that have had the I know attitude and been stuck in the same place for 20 years, yeah? And that's a psychological thing then, isn't it? That people aren't prepared to get out of their own way and learn new stuff. So one of the criteria I always have for all my clients is they have to have a learning growth mentality. Otherwise, we are not going to work together. Yeah, we can't work together. How can you grow your business if you're not prepared to learn new things? And even though the business owner may have these ideas, the second challenge is, has the management team got this learning and growth mentality? And what does that mean? Has the culture of the business got this? If the culture was really clear around this growth and learning mentality, then, well, guess what? Not only would people want to go out there and learn off their own backs, by the way. I mean, in my business, I give people time, I mean, invest massive amounts of time, days training to get the best out of people. For people that aren't on a training course right now, they'll have a half an hour to an hour each day to go and learn new stuff that they can implement and help them grow as people. So it's not just about growing the business, it's about them growing. Because, yeah, I mean, if you listen to my other podcast, the A Players podcast, and similar episodes in the CEO Secret Weapon podcast, it is all about people being their best. And when people are at their best, they perform, bang, best in your business too. Okay. So what does this mean? We've got to start creating a culture where people are starting to learn and grow. But if the business owner or CEO or managers don't have that mentality, guess what? It stops right there. Yeah. So the thing that me and Stuart was talking about, if we rewind to what we was discussing, is this thing about money and treating it like a, you know, like a personal bank account. But this is an asset. It needs feeding. And the mentality around it that can start to block it, as well as all this stuff we just spoke about, it can be that they don't want to invest more into the business. Now, investing more into the business, if you as a manufacturing firm, it's like saying, well, I'm going to buy the cheapest products possible, the cheapest materials to create the product and expect to have this golden unicorn come out the other side of the factory. It's not going to work. So the better quality materials that you put in, the better quality material comes out, the better quality product comes out. And it's the same for investing in non-physical things, physical items as well. For example, if you've started with an accountant yeah, that was just somebody to tick the boxes and get everything through with the, you know, for the tax. And in the UK, it's the HMRC, different countries, you know, people listening in Australia, America, they all have their own sort of items that are legal requirements for the tax, the accountants to sort out, yeah. But as you start to scale up, you start to realize that there are other things that the accountant could be doing for you to start to project for the future. For instance, cash flow forecasting or an analysis of different items. And if you become an investor and the business gets to a certain scale, you may want to think about, right, how can you start to look at the best tax efficient ways of moving forward, for example. But this all stops if you're not prepared to pay top accountancy information. Yeah, if you're not prepared to pay for those top accountants to get that information. So where else does this exist? Well, it exists in the mentality of employment, yeah? If you're not prepared to pay for the right people that can move you forward, well, guess what? It's a limitation, but it's not the limitation of the people, it's the limitation of you, the CEO, because you're not prepared to invest in it. Because why did that come back to it again, right? It's because, well, it could be, that you're treating this like your own personal bank account and you're going, oh, I would never pay that sort of money. Well, where does that come from? Well, look into the history. Maybe there's something there in your past where you'd think that you're probably getting ripped off for something, or somebody may have done something that wasn't worth their financial, their, you know, their value. So what does that mean? Well, then you need to think about it and go, right, okay, what sort of things do I need to put in place as a CEO to ensure that my recruitment process is the right thing for getting the right people? And if you've got great people already, well, it's about training, isn't it? Yeah. So what sort of training systems do I need in place? Okay. Well, if you think you can go out there and pick something up off Instagram about how to train people, well, guess what? You're not going to be able to get very strong, powerful training processes in place to get A players in your business. Yeah. So it all comes back down to this, isn't it? What level do you want to go to? And if you want to grow, growth costs money. No matter what way we look at it, growth costs money. Okay? So what do you need to really... Well, okay, let's get really clear of where you want to get to first, yeah? Who are the people that you need around you to go there? What sort of budget have you got aside for these people to be around you? For example, if you want to get leverage... How are you going to get leverage? Yeah, so you're going to build great systems. So who are the great people that can help you build a great system? Once you've got a great system, you need to get great people in. Or with the people that you've currently got, let me tell you, one of the hardest challenges you will get is not just finding great people to enroll on your vision. It's going to be to get the people that you've already got, your current A players, to start enrolling on it as well. Yeah? So what does that mean? Well, it's not just about consulting then, isn't it? It's about... You know, it's about moving them forward. And that's where me and Stuart would come in as well, to coach them. What's the difference between coaching and consulting? Well, consulting is a one-off. Coaching is consistent growth. It's teach a man a fish or to give a man a fish, yeah? Consulting is give a man a fish, solve the problem. But to teach a man to fish, then you're going to be having that person for a lifetime and they become, you know, they become, what's the word, yeah? Self-perpetual, is that the right word? Yeah, where it keeps on spinning. Now, you got to make a decision now. Is that the direction that you want to go to? Are you the person that's limiting it? And most likely, 90% of the time, it is the business owner that is limiting the business's growth. Yeah. So, what sort of things can you take away from this then? Have a reflection here. What sort of constraints are in your business? If you were to look at the whole of your business from the marketing, yeah, even before the marketing, all the way through the business, marketing, sales, operations, to the finance, to the after marketing, yeah, the aftercare, after service, customer service, the whole lot of it, right? Where are the things that are dropping down? Can you pinpoint it in your system? And here's the next part. Have you even got a system? Do your employees understand the system? Does everybody know the process and what they're accountable for? Because if you haven't got that in place, well, guess what starts to happen? There's a blame culture, right? But it's not a purposeful blame culture. It's a blame culture because they just don't know what the fuck they're doing, right? So whose problem is that again? Yes, the CEO, the manager. Yeah. So we've always got to look in the mirror and remember that sometimes the constraint is because of the person looking in at the CEO. Yeah. And if this becomes a hard pill to swallow, then really look at, well, okay, if it's a hard pill to swallow, it's going to be a hard pill for your team to swallow as well. But if you're pointing fingers at the team members, well, you know, it's time to swallow that pill. Okay. So getting the process in place, getting people accountable for it, getting the right people to be accountable for it. And then when they are, how do you develop them to become A players? And when you've got those A players, how do you find people around you to become A players in your business as well? Well, people think marketing is all about sales, yeah? All about selling products or service. It's not. Marketing today, you can't just pick up, you know, go and collect a lot of CVs off a website and expect A players to join you. You have to market for these A players as well. So what's the quality of your marketing? Show me your current marketing, not just for customers, but for internal customers. The quality of marketing that are going to make people think, wow, I want to go and work at that business. I want to go and work there. Yeah. And a lot of people, again, yeah, this podcast is full of hard pills to swallow business owners and CEOs. A lot of business owners will tell me, Lewis, I just can't find great people. Well, let me just check on your LinkedIn profile and check through your LinkedIn for your business. Well, guess what? That is not a very inspiring place to be when you're just replicating and doing the boring stuff like 95% of businesses out there do. Yeah, why would anybody want to come and work for you? Yeah. So what have we spoke about today? This went from talking about the mindset of what starts to put the constraint on businesses, but it is down to what is the business owner doing? Yeah. What are they investing in? And if they're not prepared to invest because of some limiting belief around, well, people, limiting belief around money, limiting belief around spending money, because growth costs money. Yeah. And there's always different levels of that spending money, isn't there? Yeah. I remember when £3,000 was a lot of money to invest in the growth of my business. Yeah. And now we're talking multiples of that each month to grow the people and to grow the business. And in all honesty, I would pay even more in the future because I know the direction that we're going and I know that growth costs money. So to hear people say, oh, you know, this is expensive. What's it actually costing you? Yeah. Don't think about expense. Think about what is it costing you? So if it's costing you $10,000 a month, right? That's the bill. That's the invoice from multiple different, whatever it may be, coaches, consultants. So I've got, for example, I've got five coaches in my life. I've got a financial. I've got a marketing. I've got a life. I've got the overall business coach. Yeah. There's all different. And I've got a health coach as well because I'm the vehicle. Yeah. If you don't invest in you as a person, then how can I ever show up at 100%? Okay. So all these to go to the next level are going to need to go to the next step. Yeah. All these different areas. But if it's limited by, oh, you know, that's a lot of money because your friend says, who may not be in the same position as you. Look, you're on a journey now as a CEO. Yeah. And there could be some CEOs listening to this saying, 10,000, whoa, that's cheap. Yeah. We pay 100,000 for executive coaches. Yeah. So you could be listening to other people that aren't on that same journey as you. Yeah. They could be on a different journey or not where you are yet. So just be conscious of where you're getting advice from as well. Because if you're listening to the CEO Secret Weapon podcast right now, well, guess what? Not many people would listen to this podcast. Okay. Why? Because it's not relevant to them. Yeah. They're not CEOs. They're not CEOs going in the direction that we speak about and that me and Stuart work with. If you look at the population, we're talking 0.001% of population that would actually be thinking the same way that me, Stuart's and our clients think. Right? So this is a very niche area and it takes some very niche thinking around money. Now, if you go out there and talk to anybody, yeah, family, friends, people off the street, you know, people in the shops that you go and hang around with, everybody will have a opinion on money. It doesn't mean that you need to inherit that money opinion as a CEO, though, okay? Go and speak to some CEOs that own, you know, half a billion revenue companies and see what they have to say around money mindset and how they invest, yeah? Because, again, the tough pill is that if you've got a poor mindset around money, then the business is getting starved, yeah? It's getting starved. So, reflect on what I've mentioned today. Hope this helps, Stuart. This was the question we discussed. I don't know. We never mentioned the people that send us the direct messages, by the way, on LinkedIn or social media. But I hope this helps around my experience, not just as a coach, but as a business owner. You know, I'm on a journey as well. But if I haven't have moved through these barriers psychologically, then the people that we have, we wouldn't have A players in our business right now. Yeah. So have a quick reflection on this. Hope this has helped. Might be some gold nuggets in it. If there are, share it with some others. Somebody may want to hear this. You may already know all this stuff already. But hopefully this puts it into a platform that you can now share with somebody or share with somebody in your team members as well. So this is relevant not just to CEOs, but to managers and employees and all sorts, isn't it, around the money mindset. So hope you got some value from today. Send us your messages on LinkedIn or you can visit the website that will be in the show notes. Got any questions for me or Stuart in how we can help you become the number one CEO in your world, yeah, then we're happy to hear a few and create podcasts because if you're going for that challenge, most likely other CEOs are too. Have a great week and catch you soon.